Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Firm Foundation Christian Church on this beautiful September morning. Our sermon text this morning will be from the book of Matthew, chapter 4, verse 19. Then he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." But let us get a better understanding of what is being said here. So let us read verses 18 through 22. It's titled, "The Four Fishermen Called Out as Disciples." And Jesus by the Sea of Galilee saw two brothers, Simon called Peter, and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. Then he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." They immediately left their nets and followed him. Going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James the son of Zebedee and John his brother. In the boat was Zebedee their father, mending their nets. He called them, and immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. So friends, I'd like to ask you two questions this morning. Are you a fisher of men? Do you look at yourself as a fisher of men? Brothers and sisters, if you are born again and have received Christ as Lord and Savior of your life, do not forget, you have been called out of this world just as Jesus called out these men, fishermen. Your life is now in Christ, and He wants you to be useful for Him. So if you don't want to be useful for Christ, then the question is, are you a true believer in Christ? So if you want to be useful, Jesus said, "Follow me and I will make you fishers of men." Recently, I was invited to go on a sport fishing trip. And I just love to be on the ocean. I love to go out and be on the ocean, smell the salt air, the beauty of the ocean blue water, seeing the waves, feeling the wind, catching fish that are absolutely beautiful. And it's how we catch the fish. And for me, I always see God's creation. It's just beautiful being out there, taking it in and enjoying it. And I always think of Jesus when I'm out there. And it reminds me of the time when Jesus is at the Lake of Gennesaret, or the Sea of Galilee. See, you see, the multitudes were gathering there, and they were pressing him to hear the word of God. And there were two boats standing by the shoreline. So Jesus gets into one of the boats, which was Simon's, and asked him to put out a little from the shore. And so he sat down in the boat, and he taught the multitudes from the boat. And when he was done, verse 4 in Luke chapter 5, he said to Simon, "Launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch." But I thought I'd take a minute to explain about who commercial fishermen are and how they are a special people. They must know their boat. Every part of that boat they must know. They must know their equipment. They must know what they're going to use for netting, for nets, bait. They must know the bay or the sea. They must know the times of the tides. They must know the weather patterns. And they must know how to fish for certain kinds of fish. They must know the currents, where the shoals, the sandbars are. It's a very, very dangerous profession. And they can fish hard, very hard, all day, all night, with no catch. But they remain dedicated to their special profession, their special job. Really, they are a real special people. But let's take a minute to look at us. We are a special people that have been called out. God has called us to be fishers of men. We are called out to go out. But let's pick up in Luke chapter 5, verses 5 through 11. But Simon answered and said to him, "Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net." And when they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their net was breaking. So they signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both the boats, so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." For he and all who were with him were astonished at the catch of fish which they had taken. And so also were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on you will catch men." So when they had brought their boats to land, they forsook all and followed him. You see, brothers and sisters, Jesus was teaching a great lesson here. He was teaching about seed sowing and the importance of sowing in good soil. Then, as if to illustrate his point, he told this group of discouraged and tired fishermen to launch out with their faith for a miracle catch. These men had just planted their boat as a seed into the ministry of Jesus. They had given him their greatest possession as a platform from which to preach the gospel. They had served the greatest need Jesus had at the moment. And here Jesus multiplies that gift into the means that met the greatest need they had at the moment in their lives. They were commercial fishermen, and as commercial fishermen, they had a need for fish in order to make a living. They also had a need to see God working in their lives, to see both that Jesus was who he claimed to be and that their faith was operating effectively. Jesus met both of those needs. You see, friends, when you give something to God, he will give it back in a way that is even better. Plus, he will be in it with all his grace and power. You know, when we look at Jesus's ministry, it was a short period of time. 2 to 3 years. Fishing for men was of the utmost importance to Jesus. So let me ask you, so what is a fisher of men? Well, a fisher of men is someone who goes out and teaches about Christ, follows through with the Great Commission. Let us read that in Matthew 28, 19 and 20. "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen." Friends, we have the finest example, the Master, Jesus Christ, the fisher of men. There is no one else, and there is no other way. Jesus Christ is the answer. But first, we have to know how to go about doing this honorable service for the Lord. First, we need to study Jesus in the Gospels and learn of him through the Bible. We need to know him. We need to become like Christ. We need to meditate on Christ. We need to pray that the attributes of Christ will appear in your own life. And growing in your ability to love others. Let us read from 1 John chapter 4, 19, 20, 21. "We love him because he first loved us. If someone says, 'I love God,' and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen. And this commandment we have from him, that he who loves God must love his brother also. So friends, we need to pray and confess for our wretched hearts to be cleansed if we have odds with people that we don't like. I recently heard a pastor on the Christian radio network sharing how wretched his heart was because of people that he does not like. And he says, what am I supposed to do? You know, am I going to pray that they get the chicken pox or they get sick or they get ill? He goes, no, I've got to come to the Lord God to pray to him to cleanse my wretched heart, that it would have a heart of love for these people, to love others. We are called to love one another. That is so important, brothers and sisters. 1 John chapter 2, verse 6. He who says he abides in him ought himself also to walk just as he walked. So we need to walk consistently and be compliant to all of God's commandments. Keep God's word close to your heart. The men that Jesus called out to be his disciples, fishers of men, lived with Jesus, traveled with Jesus on a day-to-day basis. Matthew 4:23. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease among the people. The disciples saw. They saw how he did the work. They listened and took it in. They followed him, and they witnessed his teaching, preaching, healing the sick, all the miracles that he did. And they went on to imitate Christ, to teach, preach, heal, plant, and to go and catch men. As we are to do as fishers of men, Jesus said, remain in me. We need to abide in Christ. Jesus did not do his own thing or seek his own will. Let us read John chapter 6, 38 and 40. For I have come down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. This is the will of the Father who sent me, that of all he has given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up at the last day. And this is the will of him who sent me, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. So Jesus came to do his Father's will, and he was obedient to it. We are also to be obedient to Christ as fishers of men, to go out and teach to fulfill God's will, the Great Commission. Let us see here that Jesus modeled the service. Jesus modeled the work and will of his Father and expects us to do the same. Jesus was a servant. We ought to be servants. Let us read Matthew 20, 28. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many. So we need to care for others, putting others before ourselves, having a respect for others, and discernment of the truth. It goes hand in hand. You can't have one without the other. You can't. Remember, the life that comes from the knowledge of God can produce only good in its response to others. As servants of Christ, we too might learn the servant spirit that is essential to fulfilling the Great Commission. You see, Jesus seeks those who will serve without seeking recognition, selflessly and obediently seeking to exalt Christ and make him known. And such servants establish their personhood and ministries by their devotion and obedience to Jesus, their disposition to serve unselfishly, their own exercise of power being to extend the love of God, ministering His life to the lost, the sick, the poor, and those in bondage. And they do so wherever and however God sovereignly directs, whether it be through their giving, their going, or their prayerful intercession. The servant Jesus' love and obedience compel His servants to loyal and unreserved service. As a fisher of men, you will face opposition. It will come. Just as Jesus faced opposition. And there are three areas that you're going to be facing opposition. That's going to be the flesh, the world, and direct attacks from Satan. You know, your flesh may say, I don't want to read the Word of God today. I don't want to go and minister. You may have a very poor attitude. Your flesh may be really just trying to drag you down. The world, persecution from the world. You may be on your job and you may be called a Jesus freak. Oh, here's this Bible believing Jesus freak. They may, you know, you'd be heavily persecuted at work. Or you might get direct attacks from Satan, like Jesus experienced in Matthew 4. But what did Jesus do? He shot Satan down totally with the Word, and the Word. Be in the Word of God and prayer. And remember, obstacles cannot hinder the plan of God. Just let us take a quick look at another fine fisher of men, the Apostle Paul. Paul saw the positive in the midst of trials and negative circumstances. He counted it all blessings during his persecutions. Counting the blessings during his persecutions. He counted it all joy. He took the opportunity to lift up the name of Jesus. In any of the situations, he always did that. What an attitude he had. Paul's attitude of selfless love and his deep love for Christ strengthened him. Because of his love for Christ and for others, it gave him wisdom to turn down false critics to listeners. Paul turned oppression into opportunity. Even the earthly prisons could not contain Paul's joy. So, my friends, do not be silent. Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek. Do not be ashamed, brothers and sisters. And First John chapter 4, verse 4. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. Do not be intimidated, brothers and sisters. You have been given the power of the Holy Spirit. You have God's everlasting love. James 4:8. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Matthew 28:20. Teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen. I am with you always. Friends, I'd like to read from Romans chapter 8, verses 31 through 37. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall bring a charge against God's elect? Is it God who justifies? Who is he who condemns? Is it Christ who died, and furthermore, is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. So friends, what we have here is an assurance of spiritual security. Amen. So friends, let's take a look now at what opportunities do we have as fishers of men here and now. At Firm, every 2 weeks on Saturday mornings or afternoons, Pastor James goes out into the city and everyone is welcome to join him. You go out into the city and you evangelize. You bring Bible tracts, maybe some cold bottles of water, and you go and you meet the people. You go and face them and you bring them the good news of the gospel. Tell people about the TV Bible study. It's on Cox Channel 18, Verizon Channel 23, Tuesdays and Saturdays, 10 a.m. Firm Foundation Christian Church has a newspaper. Write an article. Deliver some of the papers, hoping to witness to someone. Bible study on Friday night. Invite someone to come. But friends, we need to look at another area. What about at home? Do you model Christ in word and action? Sadly, many children no longer follow Christ due to their parents' hypocrisy. It's a sad report. Again, invite people to church, your friends, your neighbors, co-workers, people that you run into on the street. Invite them. As a fisher of men, do not be afraid to share your testimony. Take a minute and think of those who took the time to share the gospel with you. I can clearly think of two men who shared the word of God with me that made a difference in my life. They were fishers of men. They took the time out on cold winter nights and meeting me on my terms. They wanted to know where they could meet me. It wasn't on their terms, it was on my terms. And that's something, I was setting the stage where I wanted to meet. Really just being selfish, but praise God, they went out of their way. They were true fishers of men. You know, friends, we have occupations and careers, and although necessary, our true will and work of our Father will be to share the gospel of Jesus Christ as fishers of men. Today, we have learned that we can share through actions and words or testimony of how Jesus has changed our lives. Friends, as we conclude this message, as a fisher of men, it is going to take an effort of your will to be proactive and intentional. Jesus said, believe me, follow me, imitate me, go out and do it. Make the most of every opportunity that comes your way. Friends, brothers and sisters, there are thousands of people we have yet to meet that are facing eternal separation from God. We who have received eternal life through accepting Christ's sacrifice are commanded to follow the Great Commission. Friends and brothers and sisters, you are a commissioned servant of Christ. Be confident in who you are in Christ, so you can say, I am a fisher of men. Let us pray. Lord God, help us to know the joy and spiritual strength that comes as we exercise ourselves in sharing with others what Jesus has done for us. Lord God, This world is a hurting world. And please use us in a mighty way to bring forth the message of hope, Lord God. And we pray this now in the name of our precious Savior, your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.